Case number 9967, Robert Light, NextGen Energy Incorporated, east of Old Landing Road, 400 feet north of Seaside Drive, being lot 26, block B within Rehoboth Shores Development. A special use exception to place a windmill on less than 5 acres.
Both going to testify tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. State your names and addresses for the record, please.
Brian Pleszewski, 31355 Short Court, Northboro, Delaware.
Beautiful.
Both place your hands on the Bible, please. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. All right. Take the podium, make your presentation.
Whichever one. Good evening.
Yeah. Sorry. We represent NextGen Energy. We are actually sellers and installers of alternative energy devices, including photovoltaic cells, hot water solar panels, and windmills, which brings us to the point of why we're here tonight. This is actually a device that we're purchasing at this time and then installing. In the near future, we're actually going to be manufacturing our own. But basically what it is it's a vertical windmill that will generate 2 kW, which would equate to approximately 325 kilowatt hours per month. And it's just, you know, the beginning of the green energy thrust. And by generating this electric, then the utility bill will be reduced. With the considerations, I guess, of selecting this device is that it's architecturally and I guess visually pleasing. It does not generate noise above 4.3 decibels. It's bird friendly. It should be basically maintenance free for 10 years, and we would perform that maintenance when necessary, which is basically bearings. And I'm not really sure what other information to give you. I can, other than some pictures, and
I'd like to ask you a question. Besides giving the birds a merry-go-round, 325 kilowatts. What's the average house use?
The average house probably uses around 1,000, 1,200.
In a month,
In a month. That's correct.
Okay.
And it ranges. We've installed solar panels on a house that uses 180 kilowatt hours a month. Mm-hmm. And we've also worked with individuals that have 8,000 kilowatt hours a month. Mm-hmm. So there's a fairly wide range, but on average it's around 1,200. Would you agree with that?
About 1,000 to 1,200.
About 1,000 to 1,200, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we've also gone through all the approvals, both with the Department of Energy in Dover, as well as the utility companies themselves. And this is actually our final approval that we'll need to go through with it. I had contacted for building permits earlier the department that actually handles certifications, and they all led me to believe that we didn't even need to work with a building permit for windmills because there was nothing on the books. And then we came up here and found out differently. That's why it was prolonged, because we hear now it's really the first of a kind. So that's why we're here.
For the benefit of anyone that may be here, either for or against this request, briefly describe your windmill, shape, size, and whatnot.
This is a what we call a vertical windmill, and what that means is that the shaft that's being turned is oriented in the vertical direction versus what they call the horizontal, which then looks like an airplane prop. So this turns on this axis versus this axis. And what that does is, it allows you to react to variable winds much easier, which we get in this area. You're not trying to turn a tail and keep that blade in it oriented to from the direction of the wind.
And
so
the height of the
windmills? The first windmills we're going to install are going to be 40 foot.
Okay.
And I believe we have a 100 foot ceiling.
Okay.
What do you store the energy in?
Well, that's actually kind of neat. We used a grid as storage. So the electric grid. So what happens, we generate a DC current, and then it goes through an inverter. The inverter ties to your panel, your surface entrance, and ties there through a circuit breaker, a standard circuit breaker.
Oh.
And what happens, if you're generating more electricity than you use, then your meter actually runs backwards. And then that meter is, you know, that action is actually, I guess, controlled, or they understand how much energy is being given and taken through the fact that the meter then reverses and goes forward, and it accounts for that usage, if that makes sense.
According to your drawing, the height of this would be 32.97 feet, and you're saying now 40?
Yes. Well, what we're trying to do is get it into an airstream that is more efficient.
Okay, and so you're requesting a 40-foot windmill. What approximate diameter of the windmill at the top?
6.5 foot in diameter, 4 foot high. And I have some pictures where we've superimposed the windmill into pictures to try to give you an idea of what it would look like, if that would be of help.
Do you have any prototypes now, or, I mean, have you done it anywhere else, or is this just your prototype now?
This is the first.
This is going to be first.
But we are purchasing these windmills from a company in California who's
that
installed.
Has done that.
Matter of fact, Jay Leno has them on his garage. It's called the Green Garage now, so it's already out there.
Okay.
Our prototype will be built in December, so not only will we manufacture for ourselves, but we'll sell windmills. But again, as Brian mentioned, we're purchasing these. This is a proven design, mm-hmm. and is being utilized, you know, throughout the country.
Okay. So I would say you lose power and it's still working. What stops that from going out on the line?
That's a UL. It in order to be a grid-tied inverter, it actually has to have a UL certification that when the grid goes down, it stops connecting to the grid. So no linemen, if they come to work, on the lines downstream somewhere, they're not getting electrocuted. So that's what a grid tie system is. It gives us that disconnect automatically.
Automatically disconnect, but keep power to the house, does it?
Some of our systems do and some don't. Right now it's not going to.
Okay. So it's got automatic disconnect into
yes.
it. So it's moving along.
Right. But there is an option if we want to put a battery bank, that inverter system can actually be configured to actually power on a sub panel various things that you wish to be powered in case of a power outage, where it would then run on battery and combination of battery and wind power at that point.
Yeah.
So it can be done.
Okay.
And just to reiterate what Brian had mentioned before, we have gone through all the processes with the utility company in the state of Delaware and have all the approvals, and we actually have the rebate funds set aside.
Will this be on Delaware Electric?
This one is on, I have to look. I believe this is on Delmar McDonald. The next one's on the co-op.
Interesting.
How are they affixed either to the ground or to the house?
We're going to use a tower, a standard tower that is going to be fixed with a standard heavy-duty bracket to the house also, and it's an engineered tower.
Are they intended to survive wind speeds of a certain
above 110 miles an hour?
Do they have a brake on those?
No, the windmill is also rated for 110 miles an hour plus.
I mean, the speed of they break themselves down and get so fast.
No, it's not this design.
Not this design. Mm-hmm. So just keep going.
It can handle it, yes.
Can handle it.
Mm-hmm. And as it goes up in design, it does generate more electric, which then increases the load, so it's more difficult to turn it.
You know, the other ones, it spins this way, they get to a certain RPM, the brake comes on to them.
Yeah, some have bricks.
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Particularly the horizontals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did it, you want to see the pictures? Or?
Like,
yes.
These are, you know, we kind of did the best we could. We superimposed some windmills into pictures just to give you an idea. The top picture will be the actual picture of the installation. And then the first two, the third one is another home that we superimposed.
Okay, you don't need these back, Dave, because they'll be part of the record.
That's fine.
You can keep them.
This is number
two. We have some of that.
Next gen.
Mr. Chairman, in a low here, we have two letters in favor.
Okay, thank you.
This is the first one.
This will be the first.
I would have hated to try to explain to you why we put one up before asking permission. I
appreciate that.
Thank you.
Smart move.
It was actually luck because we didn't realize we needed one.
Oh.
And it was kind of an afterthought when we were, that somebody mentioned it while we were trying to get the permit.
Good. I heard the... throughout the planning and zoning department that you had called if you need the permit.
Okay. If you don't want it to turn, can you dislocate it? I mean, can you disconnect it to on yourself?
You mean you would have? We would have to take it down if you did.
I mean, you just not like a clutch on or anything to stop it turning. If you don't want it, it's just always going to do it.
It's always going to turn.
Always going to turn.
Mm-hmm. But it is on a tilt tower that if we have to, we can take it down for maintenance or to stop if they don't want it. So it's going to hinge at the bottom, come down.
Break down tower.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson? No? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Keep them up, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Opposed. Okay, do we have a spokesman for the opposition, group of opposition? Is there those that would like to speak to them? Would you please come forward? You can sit down right up front here.
It's interesting. In favor, want to speak.
9 and up.
Maybe there's people in favor. Maybe they have a spokesperson.
I think they're just here. You jump here, ma'am.
Are you the only one in opposition that wishes to speak? Again, the last call. Those that are in opposition that wish to speak, please come forward at this time so you all can be sworn in.
All right, one at a time, please, if you would give this young lady your name and address.
She needs to come back up and be sworn in.
Y'all swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
When you approach a podium, please state your name for the record.
Whatever order you prefer.
My name is Sue Wimmer. I live at 32905 Nassau Court South, and I'm in opposition to this request because the next request is in my community, and if you give approval to this request, it'll establish a precedent, and I don't want the windmill in my community.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Ma'am, why don't you want the windmill? Because of the looks or what or why?
I don't want it for aesthetic purposes, and I'm not quite convinced that it's going to be as quiet as they say it will be.
The noise is your concern.
Good morning, or good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm running behind time. My name is John Bondrowski, and I live at 33070 Crab Apple Lane, which is in Nassau Station, and basically for the same reason that this is going to be coming into Nassau Station. And if it is approved, it'll be approved at Nassau Station. Not saying that you're going to combine them, but it would set a precedent. I don't want it because of the aesthetic value. It would be across the street from me. If every house had one of these, it would ruin a very delightful community. And who's to say there's only going to be one on one house?
Right.
That's my objection.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
My name's Patricia Bondrowski, and we live directly across the street in Nassau Station for the second request, not in the Rehoboth. I am opposed to this windmill because of where the location is going to be on the roof. We are a restricted community, and we do have, like most restricted communities, I mean, we can't even have our trash can out. And now we're going to have windmills on the roof. We have the property in question. Now is stating that they may want two windmills. So already, you know, there's a cupola and the flagpole, which we are all flag wavers. We love it. But now we're going to have two windmills, you know. So, and the fact that they're 6 feet in diameter and the 3 or 4 feet high. Now, they did run an article in the Gazette, which Mr. Dunham, who is the property owner, was kind enough to show us the other day. And I don't know if it's the same picture you have that they're showing. However, it lists different kilowattages, 500 watts, 2 kilowatts, 5, 10, all with the rebates and everything. And I'm wondering if the picture in the newspaper is of the 2 kilowatt, even though it states that, is that actually the size of it? You know, because there's 4 different sizes in order to get this wind power, you know. So I think being a restricted community, and there is nothing in our restrictions at the present time, because when the development came about in 2000, with this county thing being on the books saying that there are no windmills, there would have not been a need to put anything in the restrictions concerning them. You know, we can't put the sheds so certain places and this and that. So I am really, you know, opposed to the aesthetics and everything else about it, really, except it does save energy.
Ma'am, I just want to make it clear for the record that this board doesn't, as far as deed restrictions and covenants, we don't.
No, I realize that. Yeah. I realize that, but I'm saying that they would have automatically proceed if it is approved here tonight, because there is no restriction against it.
Right.
On our end of things.
But even we don't enforce those.
No, I understand.
Right. Okay.
I understand that. And I thought in the beginning when the property owner was first talking that they were going to get solar panels. Yeah, not the windmill. We just found out about that it was a windmill. So thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Bob Wimmer. I also live in Nassau Station in Lewis. My problem with this is not so much what you've heard already in terms of aesthetics, et cetera, but rather in the way in which the property owners in Nassau Station have been notified. We're a private community of about 80 homeowners right now, but we have about 40 property owners who own property and haven't built yet. And I'm sure that many of those do not live in Delaware, and I wonder whether or not they would be here tonight if they knew about this. The 80 or so residents, myself included, were notified by the applicant for a variance by placing a sign in his drive approximately 2 weeks ago. The sign can be seen by persons in a car or on a bike or walking by. However, to read beyond the words, very large words, notice, public hearing, one had to get very close to the sign to read, and in my case, had to put on my reading glasses to read the magic words, which were typed, rather small type. Windmill, less than 5 acres. Those words cannot be read as you rode past. Incidentally, the sign was blown down last week, and if you wish to read it now, you have to get down on your knees. I think you should be aware that it is possible for any resident of Nassau Station to get to their homes without passing the applicant's home and sign. There are two entrances to the community. I can drive to all of the 80 or so homes and never see that sign. No flyers were given out. No notices in newspapers, to my knowledge, were published. Nothing appeared on a community website. As of noon today, the site still announces events which have already taken place as far back as May. I have been told by some residents that they received letters inviting them to this meeting. How many is some? How or why were they chosen? I do not know. I assume it was proximity to the applicant's property. Can we assume that the undeveloped lot owners, one of which has property adjacent to and contiguous with the applicant's side yard, received a notice? Again, I become aware of only through neighborhood conversation, not because this information was made public, that there are three principals involved in this undertaking, one being, of course, the applicant.
Sir, if I may, and with all due respect.
That's quite right.
This board doesn't adjust how how it's posted.
I can understand.
Mr. Rickard can attest that, I assume he can attest that it was properly advertised and proper notification was given. If that doesn't please you, then...
May I ask a question?
Then I would suggest you contact your councilman to have that those rules and ordinances changed.
May I ask one question?
Mills, you did assume correctly. We do have all the documentation support where put it in papers, and the papers we put it in, and the monies we paid to put them in the papers, an affidavit.
Okay. We can establish that it was properly posted. Go ahead.
Correct.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there a minimum number, or is there some sort of footage or something like that?
200 feet.
200 feet.
All the way around.
Within 200 feet.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. May I make one final statement, which has nothing to do with
We prefer to hear why
it's more or less a challenge to you, if you don't mind accepting a challenge.
But we prefer to hear why you're opposed.
Why are you opposed? Not a challenge. Why are you opposed to the windmill, sir?
Well, for all of the reasons that have already been presented by neighbors, and in addition, I still feel that this is being foisted on us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am?
Hi. My name is Pamela Rutherford. I live in Nassau Station as well, and I consider myself very lucky to be raised in Sussex County, but proud to be able to buy my first home in a community that was based on small lots. If I wanted to look out my window and see a windmill, I would have rather chosen Western Sussex County. I'm concerned about my property value, and in this day and age here, that's a big concern. I don't want to lose my life savings.
What makes you think that the windmill will reduce your property value or have any effect on it one way or another?
The size.
Well, has someone told you that it would be adverse to property values? You just guess
your assumption. Your assumption.
It's my assumption of the market, and I'm concerned about the size that was presented in the application is different than the size of the model on the website that they're purchasing.
It would be stipulated the size, okay, and what they're asking for. The board would do that. They said,
but it's different than what was stated on the website, the model.
What they've stated is the tower would be 40 feet tall,
right,
and the windmill blades are vertical, and they expand a diameter of 6 feet. Is that correct?
It's approximately 6.5 feet.
6.5 feet.
Doesn't their application say?
And 4 feet tall.
That has not changed to the literature.
And they wouldn't be able, when we went out, the inspector went out to inspect it, if there's anything different than that, then they'd be in violation.
I would just ask the county to uphold the standards that we've set.
Ma'am, another question. You said Western Sussex County would be different than?
Large acreage is what I was referring to.
I guess I'm not, you said the standard that who has set?
The county has set in the past.
There are no standards. What their request is a special use exception.
I'm talking history and preservation rather than.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, thank you. And that's all the opposition? Okay.
But the ones are in favor.
There was the ones here in favor. You want to? Wait for you to come up, give you an opportunity then to speak. Sir, you want to speak?
He'll speak for me.
Okay. Say it on me. Sir, the other gentleman, you want to speak, sir?
He can speak for me.
Okay, sir. All right.
If you want to speak, come forward now.
Those that want to speak in favor, please come forward now. The last call.
Excuse me, I can't mute you very fast.
That's fine, sir.
Okay.
No,
are you representing a company?
That's fine, sir.
You'll have a chance for a rebuttal.
Okay. Thank you.
Ronald Bass, 5 Seaside Drive, Rehoboth Beach.
Okay.
I'm the applicant or the homeowner.
Bruce Dunham, D-U-N-H-A-N, 32976, okay. Peachtree Lane, yep. Lewis Dollar.
David Lurdy, L-U-R-T-Y.
All right, can you gentlemen share the book? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Just state your name when you go to the podium, please.
I'm Ronald Bass, 5 Seaside Drive, Rehoboth Beach. I'm the homeowner for this particular application. At first, I have to say I'm a little confused because all of the testimony that you've heard has nothing to do with my neighborhood. It's Nassau Station. I'm in Rehoboth Beach. I personally went to every home within 200 feet of our property line with a photograph and a letter advising my neighbors what we were doing in advance. I had several neighbors come to me and say they wanted information on the windmills, and they were very supportive. I did have at least two tell me they were writing letters here to the council in support of this initiative. So I'm a little confused as to why all the testimony about Nassau Station would have any effect on the request for Rehoboth Beach.
Mr. Mills, testified for the station.
I think that if I heard correctly, their concern is that your request would set a precedent.
Right. But I'm in a totally different community.
Anyone lives in the county
exactly,
is allowed to
I understand that. Okay. But since I have support of the neighbors, they told me they were writing in. I've had no complaints. The sign's been posted for weeks. Okay. on the property. All of my neighbors got letters. They were very pleased with it and were supportive. So I kind of at a loss as to how all this
just to address
turned
all
out.
Concerns. Our consideration for this case is for this case, and their case would be different consideration.
So their opposition, I guess my question is there such a thing as really a precedent in this kind of an issue when I'm seeking a special exception for a neighborhood that's nowhere near that neighborhood?
I guess there could be. That's arguable.
I think maybe that the record can show that most of those people that were here, or all those people were here, will go down as I'm speaking right now into the record as the station and not in Rehoboth Beach, their objections.
Thank you.
Okay. They just went out of turn.
You let somebody else go?
No, no, go ahead. No, you're up. No, he's talking about the other officer, not you. You're okay.
Thank you for letting me have an opportunity to speak. I have lived in areas that are very utility, water conscious areas and the rest of it, and I've always prided myself on trying to keep my home and my property not only state-of-the-art, but extremely environmentally friendly. I've been tracking this industry now. I'm also did consulting and marketing for all the major power companies and generators around the country. I'm well aware of the sophistication the West Coast market has compared to the East. I had never considered doing a windmill. Prior to this, I was taking a serious look at solar until Bob and his people brought to my attention, he sells both, the new windmill, the new configurations, and the power possibilities. I'm also, at the same time, gentlemen, converting my house to geothermal, and I'm making a substantial investment in that. There is nothing, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm a very proud property owner. I have one of the best-looking properties in Nassau Station. You can ride over there anytime. There's nothing aesthetically that I would do to that house to ruin the value of that house. So that's number one. Number two, I feel I have an obligation to the citizens of the state of Delaware, if I have the financial wherewithal to make an investment like this to help the environment purely. The state wouldn't be considering wind farms off the coast if it wasn't on a logic alternative. And I am, you know, a little disappointed that people are more worried about a thing that is probably approximately a foot larger than my cupola with a weather vane on top of it as being aesthetically going to ruin property values. So, and you'll see my permits have been acquired from my geothermal system, and they're just starting today that end.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Tom Colucci. I'm from Delaware Renewable Energy Company. We are a solar PV and wind installer. And I heard three things from the people from Nassau Station that they were concerned about. One was just mentioned quickly was the how loud it was or how loud they could be, the property value, and also the aesthetics. As for the quietness of these systems, I believe NextGen said that it was about 4 decibels. That's extremely quiet. I believe it's more quiet than your refrigerator when your refrigerator runs. As for property value, I don't have anything on wind power, but I do know that there's been some studies done in California on PV, on solar PV. And for every dollar that you save on PV, it increases the property value of the home by $20. By my quick calculations, my back-of-the-book calculations, it comes out to about a $6,000 increase to this gentleman's property value. And I think tied into that on the property value is the aesthetics. I think several years ago, I'll say 10, 15 years ago, I think everybody would have looked at solar PV and wind and said, "Ew, that is really ugly." Things have changed. I think everybody's fully aware of where we stand with the environment and the dangers that we face the next 10, 20, 30 years. And that we need to do something about it. And as people realize that, I think they start to look at solar PV and wind and start to think that it looks a lot better. The last thing I will talk about, though, is also the expansion that we have in Sussex County and how wind plays into that. If we don't do something with distributive generation, which is wind and solar, we're going to have to put up a lot more power lines across the state. And that's something that I think you need to be aware of as well, that if we were able to put up more of these types of distributive generation, we'd be able to knock back that expansion as well. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Colucci, yes. Just before you leave, I heard a question earlier. Let me pose it to you. And I think the question was, what if every house had one?
Well, aesthetically, you'd have to decide for yourself.
I think. No, not aesthetically, just in terms of electric and environmental aspects.
Well, in terms of electric, it would cut back on the amount of new coal-fired plants that we'd have to build. It would also allow us not to build more transmission lines through the state. And personally, I think that as we move into the next generation of cars and we start to move more towards electric, it would help us go to that as well.
So less in terms of use of fossil fuels and actually a more aesthetically pleasing environment as a whole?
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay.
Hello, my name is David Lurdy. I live in Rehoboth Shores Estates. I have a Delmarva Electric, so I would like to find out ways to reduce my electric charges. Many of the folks that opposed the windmill, I think, had Delaware Electric Co-op, which could make some difference on where you stand on saving electric bill. I'm in favor of trying to find ways to generate electric in other ways other than burning fossil fuels. I'm not opposed to the windmill. I'm in favor of trying it. I would appreciate it if you could put some conditions on it. Perhaps if by chance over time it does develop a noise level, that has to be addressed and has to be repaired so that it does maintain a certain noise level and doesn't get noisier over time. I heard about this read it in the newspaper. I didn't realize the height, but I think I could live with the height. I thought it would be a little lower down. But if that's what it needs to do to generate the most energy, I think it's something that's reasonable to try. If it works, I think I'd like to try it at my house. So that's why I don't mind somebody being the pioneer and getting the arrows in their back, and then I can watch it and see if it works. And certainly I'd like to reduce my bill, which is substantial on electrical engineering. If instead you can get me a Delaware Electric Co-op into the subdivision, I'd be willing to consider that also. So thank you very much.
Okay.
One on the house for your information is what, 32.97 feet? Is that correct? That's how high it is?
Oh, it's going to go 42 foot to the max.
42 will be the max? Okay, right, that's right. How high you can build in Sussex County.
Not a mine, not a Nassau Station.
To a house.
Yeah, Nassau Station would be under that.
Under that.
Mr. Light, earlier you said 40. Yeah. Now you're saying 42.
Rehoboth.
Well, 40 is the top of the tower.
Come up to the podium, please.
40 is the top of the tower, and the windmill is about half of the top of the tower, so the top of the windmill is about another 2 foot.
Okay. Overall height then would be 42 feet.
We took 42 feet.
And Nassau will be between 32 and 35.
Okay. What I was trying to tell the rest of the people here that you're allowed to build your house up to 42 feet. The peak of your house can be 42 feet. Okay. Sussex County. So you're going to be under that or at that?
Well, we actually have a 100-foot ceiling.
Okay.
In the regulations.
Oh, yes. Yes. But for people that they're talking about the aesthetics,
yes.
42 feet they can build houses to.
Correct.
So you're not going to exceed that on this one. Is that correct? Okay.
Okay. All right. It's all right. Any further questions?
Entertain a motion. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9,967 under advisement.
Okay. Have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 9,967 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, what that means on this first case, it's going to be taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, we'd like to request a break.
Wait one more. I mean, it's basically the same case now.
Go ahead, take care of it.
Take a break.
Case number 9968, Robert Light, Next Gen Energy, Inc., south of Peachtree Drive, 500 feet southwest of Road 269A, being Lot 50 within Nassau Station Development, a special use exception to place a windmill.